The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. A lot of good stuff. Like tactical errors by me. Tactical errors by AJ's kid.
Oh, boy.
Tactical errors by Jon's wedding.
Yep. Although it seems we've got that last one resolved.
I think we have found an out there.
We've come to an agreement, like a resolution to a crisis.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty stoked.
The only thing that could be a problem is if Teresa tells him, no, they need to be there.
She won't say that. She doesn't give a damn about us.
Probably not. But, yeah. So, JOff 288 odds, AJ's son goes to school tomorrow and saying, I'll start listening to teachers when we get good teachers.
No,
that would be an AJ thing to do.
Tomorrow, when my son gets to school, he's really, really quiet. this is the way it works. He gets roasted, and then he's good for a while because
he's been good for a long stretch here, though, hasn't he?
So
I wouldn't go too hard on him.
He talked back to one of the baseball coaches a couple weeks ago.
Was he right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he's a kid. that's my big thing is like, he won't get in trouble for a lot of stuff, but disrespecting adults.
Yeah.
It's kind of a no tolerance thing for me.
Yeah. I understand that. Hey, I'm gonna have some bad news here. One of my favorite betting angles of the NFL is all these West Coast teams that have to go east.
Yeah.
I like playing against them. Well, guess who's bitching about that now?
West Coast teams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Teams that play in the Pacific time zone have proposed a rule to be discussed at next week's league meetings that would limit the number of early games they can play. According to Albert Breer, the rule would say that no team will be scheduled to play more than three away games with a scheduled kickoff time prior to 1 p.m. in the time zone of their home stadium, except with that team's consent. So it says, for example, the 49ers have road games in Green Bay, Minnesota, Kansas City, and Tampa next season. The rule they're proposing would mean that at least one of those games would have to be a 4 p.m. Eastern kickoff, which actually I'm guessing San Francisco, Green Bay, or San Francisco, Minnesota, or maybe even San Francisco, Kansas City is probably going to be a night game, one of those. So it wouldn't even matter, right? But I'm against that rule.
Well, I don't know. It does seem kind of fair.
Oh, I know it's fair. And it's probably the right thing to do, but from a betting standpoint, I'm against that rule.
Yeah.
That's one of those angles that I just love. The old negative body clock.
Yeah.
It's really bad when they have to go to London, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, no, in all honesty, I really think that West Coast teams should always be allowed to have a 3 o'clock kickoff our time.
I'm kind of with you. I don't understand why they don't.
Yeah, especially if you're going all the way from, say, San Francisco to Baltimore or Washington or someplace like that, and you got to go all the way across the country. And, yeah, I know these guys fly chartered jets and it's all first class and everything, but that's still, you know, you're still playing a game at 10 o'clock in the morning your time.
Right.
And nobody wants to do that. Nobody's at their best at 10 a.m.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN. Robert and Tomball asked, didn't Keyboard Cat come out in the early 90s? That's one old cat. It said it was 9 years old.
Yeah, I don't think it was the early 90s. I mean, I think it was like the mid-2000s, or I guess late 2000s.
What if AJ's son said he would start listening to the teachers once Raheel and Dell have the top-rated show in their time slot? That would be something a Hoffman kid might say.
Maybe.
Texter asked, do you guys think Purdue blows out Texas Tech? Purdue minus 1.5 seems like easy money. I don't know, man. I don't have a good feel for that game. Maybe you do.
For which game?
Tech and Purdue. He thinks Purdue's going to blow out Tech.
I don't know. I thought Purdue was going to blow out Butler, and they couldn't do that. Because without Haas down low, they're just a different team.
Although, aren't they trying to put him back together and throw him out there?
No, he's done. Like, the break was all the way through, and then they tried to get a brace for him, and then they wouldn't allow that. The NCAA wouldn't allow this brace, I guess. So.
Okay, then. So. Yeah, Tech's scrappy. Nothing's going to surprise me with that game, but I don't. I'll defer to AJ on that because I don't have a good feel for either one of those teams. I do like Aggie against Michigan.
I do too.
I will be playing that one. So
honestly, I think my favorite game of the next round is going to be Loyola against Nevada.
Take Loyola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking I actually thought I was going to have to give points, but I think they're like 3.5 plus 3.5.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I think Nevada, when you look at them, you say, okay, well, they beat Texas, they beat Cincinnati. Those were two games they should have lost, both of them, frankly.
And yeah.
They had no business getting
by. Neither one of them.
So I guess it's that time of year where ESPN has to pull stuff out of its tail.
Mm-hmm. Well, it shouldn't be until after this tournament.
Well, but apparently it is because, as we all know, and I can tell you this from all the analysis we did on Google Analytics earlier on the website, NFL stuff, any NFL stuff is always going to get more hits than anything, even when the Astros are winning the World Series. It's just, it was funny because the Astros had just won the World Series and we had all these great stories, and then we had the Deshaun Watson out for the year story.
Yep.
Guess what got the most page views?
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. So that's kind of, so they're creating things that's going to get page views for them. So they did a list of the 20 best athletes of the last 20 years. But here's the problem. They don't include postseason. It's just regular season. So apparently they say you can't correlate playoffs across sports, which so the bottom line is that Peyton Manning's number 3 on their list and Tom Brady's number 20.
Okay.
So would you like to hear their list?
Sure.
And
tell me the exact wording of this list again.
This is the basically saying evaluating players, we considered regular season stats only since there's no good way to compare playoffs across sports.
Okay.
But I don't know. To me, like winning a bunch of championships probably counts, right?
That usually helps.
So I'm going to give you their list. The top 20 athletes over the last 20 years. I have not heard of one of them. I will admit that.
You haven't heard of one of them?
There's one of them I haven't heard of.
Okay. Is he a soccer player?
I don't know if it's a he or a she or a what.
Okay.
But number one, they have Tiger Woods, which 10 years ago, I'd say hell yes.
Oh, but it's of the last 20 years?
Yeah. He's been useless for 10 years now.
Yeah, I don't know about 10 years he's been useless. Been about
that. 2008 was his last major, right? If I'm not mistaken. What'd you do there? You all right?
Yeah, I knocked my headphones off. I had an itch on the back of my head.
No, don't die.
I'm okay.
Okay, so Tiger Woods is one. LeBron is two.
I might go LeBron one.
Yeah,
and then Tiger
argue. I wouldn't argue with you either way on that. There's some guys farther down the list though that I would have up there. Number three, Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Okay, he hasn't played in how many years now? It's okay. Number four, NASCAR driver Jimmy Johnson.
Dude, I talked to Juggalo Trey about this. Apparently, he's like the best of all time.
He's up there. So okay. I'm cool with them putting these other sports guys in there. Number five, Roger Federer. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Number six, Annika Sorenstam. Female golfer pandering. Sorry. She hasn't played in a bunch of years either. She's been retired for a while. Number seven, Michael Schumacher.
Okay.
Formula One guy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's probably a little high. Number eight, Floyd Mayweather. I'll tell you what, if you're going to do a list like this,
he might be higher.
Floyd should be higher, in my opinion. Number 9, Marta. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know what a Marta is. John, do you know anything about Marta?
Nope.
I'm guessing it's a female soccer player. Never heard of her.
Okay.
Number 10, Usain Bolt. Another one who, in my opinion,
should maybe be a little bit higher.
Should be higher. I'll also go with this guy should be higher. Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Is number 11.
He's no Marta.
He is. Yeah. How does Marta get ahead of Messi? Just out of curiosity. I don't know soccer. I don't pretend to know soccer. I kind of know that much.
Marta is the Metropolitan Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority.
Okay.
So that's the train system around, around Atlanta.
That's got to be one fast train.
Yeah.
Serena Williams, 12.
Maybe a little low.
Yeah. I don't know how you have Annika Sorenstam ahead of Usain Bolt, Messi, and Williams. Lauren Jackson, 13. I think she's a WNBA player.
I have no idea. That's two I haven't heard of.
14, Cristiano Ronaldo. You've heard of him.
I've heard of him.
Number 15, Novak Djokovic.
Also good.
A little tennis heavy here, though, for me.
Novak Djokovic greater than Rafa Nadal?
Apparently, because he didn't make the list.
Postseason, it doesn't count.
Yeah, but, well, shouldn't you? I mean, if you're going to put Tiger number one, then you're waiting the majors, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Number 16, Allyson Felix.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
But I don't know for sure what she plays.
I don't know what she is either.
Track.
Oh.
Track and field.
Yeah, I am so bad at women's sports. I am a sexist when it comes to women's sports,
well,
I guess.
Serena Williams, you know.
I know her.
She should be higher. 17, Barry Bonds.
That's a little low for my taste.
If he's on the list, and granted, he hasn't played in, 10 years either.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the last 20 years, but the 10 years that he did were amazing.
Pretty damn good.
Mike Trout, 18.
That's a little high.
Think so. 19, Manny Pacquiao.
Might also be a little high.
And 20, Tom Brady, which I think is way
maybe
too
a little low.
Yeah, I think that's just her way of... but here's one that I'll just throw out there. If you're going to do a list like this,
if you're doing if you're only counting regular season success, Drew Brees might need to be in that conversation too.
Well, you know what? Tom Brady's had a lot of regular season success too. But here's a glaring omission, in my opinion, Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
If you're doing a list like this, and you don't have him on there, okay. So. Buddy Larry sent me a link. Marta is a footballer.
Okay.
Marta Vieira da Silva, commonly known as Marta, is a Brazilian footballer who plays for the Orlando Pride in the National Women's Soccer League, and the Brazil national team is a forward. With 15 goals, she holds the record for most goals scored at FIFA Women's World Cup tournaments. Now, let me ask you a question, though. I don't know a ton about lady soccer, but I do know that the U.S. is really good at it. And that Brazil's not that great.
Yeah.
Unlike real soccer.
Right.
Which is the exact opposite. So I'm going to go with what the hell she doing on that list.
Can I throw out a couple other names that didn't get mentioned?
Sure.
Are you surprised Tim Duncan didn't pop up on a list?
Well, I'm a little surprised that the only basketball player was LeBron.
Or Kobe Bryant, for that matter.
I mean, even though he's been dead for a few years, Kobe should be on that list.
Shaq?
He's been out of it for a long time, though. We're talking about the last 20 years. I don't remember exactly when he retired, but I mean, I don't think he played more than 4 or 5 years during the stretch.
Okay, let me give you another one, and maybe this one's maybe it's too far out there for you to go with. But what about Lance Armstrong? If you're going to put Barry Bonds on the list,
well, yeah, I mean, although he did finally come out and say he cheated,
okay,
which Barry Bonds is still to this day not admitted to anything.
Okay,
but yeah, I think. That's another guy that probably belongs on there, but I would draw a line right now through Annika Sorenstam and Marta.
Okay.
I would figure that there's better U.S. women than her would be my guess, but you know, I'm biased that way. Mike Trout, I think I'd draw a line through. I definitely move Serena way up. I move Messi way up. I move Bolt way up. Michael Phelps is on my list, and there's more than one basketball player.
There has to be.
Right?
Like, and listen, Mike Trout's great. When you put – Albert Pujols before Mike Trout?
Probably, if you're talking about the last 20 years.
20 years? Or Ichiro or Roger Clemens?
Yeah, Roger. There's a lot of guys that...
I think the Mike Trout thing, there's not enough of a sample size there for the last 20 years.
Tom Brady should be much higher than 20.
No doubt.
Tom Brady, to me, is top three. I put him ahead of Peyton Manning.
Annika Sorenstam retired 10 years ago. And
she's number six. And she's sixth on the list.
Her last major win came in 2006, 12 years ago. So I don't understand how they could weigh that much. Let's see. All her two, other than two majors that came before 98, in 95 and 96, the rest of her majors came after 2000. Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She has eight majors between 2001 to 2006, but she hasn't done anything in 10 years.
Yeah, Michael Phelps not being on that list, the more I think about it, is egregious.
Tyler says part of the qualifier on that list was the sport needed to bring in over $100 million annually, so that's why no Phelps and Armstrong. That's dumb. That's just creating something so you can put Annika Sorenstam in there.
To fit the list to what you want it to be.
Yeah, that list sucks.
Here, I found a list on foxsports.com of the 21 greatest athletes of the 21st century
okay.
so far.
Okay.
What'd you say?
You know, coming back?
We'll
do that coming back because I'm curious. Right now, I'm going to tell you, I bet on a lot of these people and did it all on my bookie. And if you want to get in on some of the games we were talking about a little bit earlier, this is your place to do it. College Hoops going on right now. Your chance to get in on the tournament. Follow this man's picks and make a bunch of money. Thousands of people are doing that, including me, at mybookie.ag. And if you've tried online betting before and you hated the fact that you got some check from Singapore and it took forever to get paid, doesn't happen at MyBookie. If you join them, they've been great for me. Every time I've cashed out, I've never had a problem. Make your way to mybookie.ag. If you win, they pay. Fast and without any hassles. And, man, it's so easy to go on there and bet anything that you want to bet. If you want to play college basketball, it's easy. Hockey, same thing. And the horse racing interface is so easy to use. And you know I love that. So you're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They've even got in-game live betting. So if you miss the start of the game, you can still get in and play. And if you join now, MyBookie's going to match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code radio. That's right, a 50% bonus, promo code radio. You can use that promo code radio to activate your offer and visit MyBookie today. Play, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. That whole 100 million thing is just dumb. I don't even know who wrote this story, but they're dumb. And a couple people mentioned Dr. Thunder says no hockey on the list.
No.
Sid Crosby should be on that list if you're going to throw 20 players in there.
Yeah, I mean, well, how many regular season MVPs for Sid?
He's got a bunch now. He's got, yeah.
Because, I mean, basically that's what it boils down to, right?
I guess that's what they're using is regular season MVPs. That's their big metric. So what's the list you have? I want to hear yours.
Okay, mine is, it says the 21 greatest athletes of the 21st century so far. And this was written just over a month ago, February 8th, by Chris Chase.
Know him well.
Number 21, it's got Mike Trout.
Okay.
And it says, is five full seasons enough to make a list defined by career achievement? For mere mortals, no, but Trout, a two-time MVP who should have four, doesn't fit in that category. Okay.
Yeah.
But it does say if you go to Baseball Reference and look at the similarity scores through age 24, his closest similarity scores, Mickey Mantle, Ken Griffey, Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, Mel Ott. So he's pretty good at sport, but it's 5 years.
Real quickly, Crosby, two Hart Memorial Trophies, which are like the MVP, two Conn Smythes, which is a playoff MVP.
That doesn't matter, though.
Two Art Ross Trophies, two Rocket Richard Trophies, which means most goals.
Does hockey make $100 million a year?
Yeah, they do. They do. those guys are the owners are sneaky cheap, but they make a ton of money.
Isn't the one of the key points of playing sport is to win a championship, be the best?
Yeah, that's why that list is so stupid.
And Crosby's got three titles, and he's got three Ted Lindsay Awards and a gold medal with Team Canada.
Now, if championships don't matter, why is Tiger Woods number one on the list? Because you can't count any of his majors, right?
Well, because golf, unlike the other sports, doesn't have a postseason.
That's stupid.
Well, it kind of does now.
It just has more important regular season.
All right, well, let's go on with the rest of your list. So far, I'm okay.
Okay. Number 20 is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Seems a little low, but okay.
Number 19, Phil Mickelson.
Okay.
It says he's tied for 8th most majors and 5th most tournament wins in the modern era, which is Arnold and beyond. 3 Masters titles, 6 runner-up finishes at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Lindsey Vonn, number 18.
Okay.
The greatest skier in American history and one of the best the sport has ever seen. 4 overall World Cup titles. And it says her Olympic haul is a major disappointment, but she missed out on a chance at redemption when an injury kept her out of the Sochi games in 2014. Number 17, Jimmy Johnson. 16, Barry Bonds. 15, Sidney Crosby.
Okay.
Sidney Crosby greater than Barry Bonds?
They're obviously throwing a little... Well,
more, he does have championships.
Yeah, he does. He does. And he's been... Well...
Number 14, Katie Ledecky.
Okay.
It says, when Katie Ledecky swims, Michael Phelps shows up to watch. Which she's quiet. I mean, she's piled up a bunch of gold medals. She's just been kind of overshadowed.
Well, she's been swimming like she was 17. She was in the Olympics, I think, right, the first time or some ridiculously young age.
13, Shaq.
Okay.
His lone MVP season was 99-2000.
So he barely makes it.
7 of his 8 All-NBA first-team honors came after the year 2000. So
you can, that's pretty good.
You can make the argument.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim Duncan.
Okay.
Number 12, 4-time NBA champion this century to go along with one in the 90s.
That's so far, this seems like a much more reasonable list.
2-time MVP, 14-time All-Star, which is absurd. Number 11, Simone Biles.
Seems a little early.
Simone Biles was 2 when the calendar flipped to January 2000. And she's the only woman to win 3 all-around world championships in a row and then cap that with a 4 gold, 1 bronze performance in Rio, putting her on the short list for the best gymnastic showing at any Olympics. She's been called the greatest gymnast ever. For once, it doesn't seem like hyperbole, it says.
Okay. I'd say too high. I could see her making the list, but...
Here's one where I'll go too low. All number right. 10, LeBron James.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Number 9, Usain Bolt.
Again, too low.
Number 8, Peyton Manning.
It's about right for him.
That seems more right.
Yeah, I would still have LeBron ahead of him, and I think I'd have Bolt ahead of him.
I think, especially when you start taking into account championships.
Yeah.
LeBron is now, I mean, now, dude's put in some work.
And Bolt was just, even though we had this discussion during the Olympics, I mean, what he did was... unfreaking believable. I mean, the guy never lost in the Olympics.
Number 7, Messi.
Okay, seems fair.
Number 6, Kobe.
Also seems fair.
Number 5, Serena.
Much better rating for her.
Number 4, Tom.
Okay.
You like how I just can just use one word?
Tom, yeah, Tom.
Number 3, Tiger.
Okay.
Number 2, Roger Federer.
All right, a little high for me, but okay. I get it.
Number 1, Michael Phelps.
Okay. I would not have...
It says... Here's what I'll say. When you hear this, it kind of makes sense. His 23 gold medals gives him 14 more gold medals than anyone else who ever lived. That's Winter or Summer Olympics. Now, granted, a lot more... He's got a lot more attempts. He had a lot more events. You could double the total of the next highest gold medal hauls, and they'd still be 5 away from tying Phelps. So only 2 Olympians in history are within half of Phelps' overall medal count. Of all the swimmers who've ever dove into an Olympic pool, only 3 could have their gold medal count tripled and be out in front of Phelps. He has a full 10 more medals than any other athlete. Only 32 countries have won more gold medals than Phelps. It's pretty, I mean, what he's done is pretty amazing. So, I don't know if I would put him ahead of Tiger and Tom Brady and LeBron James, but he deserves to be in the discussion.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to rank Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. I know they're good, but I don't know like where they rank historically and how they, I mean, I don't know how they rank against their peers, honestly.
I think a lot of people will tell you that Lionel Messi is, when he's done, he'll be the greatest of all time.
Okay.
You can probably ask Glenn. He's taping during the break. I'll go ask him.
I mean, you could also, you could you not say the same thing about LeBron James?
But
yeah,
Did Floyd not make the second list?
Floyd didn't make that list.
Yeah, see, I think he should be on there.
I think so, too.
As a human being, I'm not a fan. I was never a fan of his fight style, but the guy was as dominant as we've seen for, and over a long period of time. I mean, we saw some, like Roy Jones for a stretch was as good as there was, but then he kept fighting and he kind of lost it. And Floyd fought up till he was in his 40s and kept winning, and you know, throw the Conor McGregor thing out. That was a joke, but
I mean, there's other guys too. I mean, you could make an argument for a couple of UFC fighters like John Jones or George St. Pierre. You could throw into that conversation.
You can make a case there.
Yeah.
But you know, I just think that's a dumb criteria to say, oh, well, it's got to be $100 million.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's why that whole list was dumb.
Yeah, and you know, that's what they do. They're just so women's soccer becomes better than swimming. Give me a break.
Well, you know what? We need to get more manly around here. Stop talking about these women's sports. Let's get manly.
Okay.
With man centers.
Ah, right? Okay.
Yeah. You've got low testosterone from talking about these Marta too much.
I do not.
Yes.
Stop. Stop it.
It's hurting your count. And you can get that taken care of at Man Centers. And what they're doing, they're focusing on your body's natural ability to produce testosterone on its own, not about the injections, because synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage. Guys, men who are currently on injection treatments have to continuously get their shots in every week, and then they have a crash. You don't need that. You don't have to do that. They've got a better plan for you at Man Centers. And right now, you can go in and get a $150 value checkup absolutely free. The free general male wellness checkup is back, so go check it out. Schedule today. Give them a call, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They're in Houston at the Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland or off 249 in Tomball. And they're now booking appointments on Saturdays too, so you don't have an excuse. Saturday appointments fill up quickly, though, so make sure you call or book your appointments online today. Mancenters.com. Mancenters, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know what that music means. 5:30 on Tuesday. Time for Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Mr. Solomon, what's going on, sir?
Not much. What's happening, gentlemen? Made it back from a hardcore grind in South Florida with the Astros. Yeah.
How was it?
It was spring training.
Yeah, I used to go to spring training every year, and
nothing for me.
I have a hard time getting into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like practice anyway. I don't like preseasons at all. Basketball preseason is it? They at least play basketball. Football, NFL preseason, it's bad practice. Baseball is pretty much the same. I mean, the guys play, but the pitchers aren't pitching for real. They're in for 2, 3, 4 innings or whatever, and guys are in and out. And, you know, so it's. There's no thrill there. They play the Yankees Friday in Tampa. So I drive 3.5 hours for that crap. And, you know, the only frontline player was McCullers. But what cracked me up was can Astro hit a pop fly on infield? And, yeah, I mean, it was a sellout crowd. 10,000 people at this spring training game on a Friday night. I don't know what the hell else they got better to do, I guess. And people are screaming, drop it, drop it. like it's a real game. They really want somebody to commit an error in the spring training game. In the first inning, it was amazing.
Wow, it sounds absolutely wonderful. So
I don't know what kind of lives these people have, but their lives are not nearly as exciting as mine.
Well, I'll tell you whose life is exciting. Your guy Jose Altuve got paid finally.
Yeah, he hasn't got paid yet, but he's gonna get paid.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. And it's guaranteed. So he really, he knows, by 2024 he'll have an extra $150 million in his pocket. But it's the system, so it's not. I'm not slamming on anybody or anything, but he's been underpaid for a few years, and he'll be underpaid this year when he's making $6 million, and next year when he makes $6.5 million, and then finally the year after that he'll get 30, and that's much more about what he's supposed to be making. But he's I don't fawn over people in general, but this guy is pretty amazing. He's a special player, but he's really cool. He's a good guy. He's much more of a team leader than I think most people recognize. I mean, he gets on his teammates. He's quiet when it comes to media and attention, but he's not quiet in that clubhouse. He talks it and he walks it, and he tells those guys what he expects from them, and they listen to him because they know he's better than all of them.
Oh, until then, he's just going to borrow money from guys like Josh Reddick, who got way more money than they deserve.
Yeah, I'm not into them more than they deserve. But, yeah, guys like them making a lot of money for being who they are. But like I said, it is kind of one of the things that's going to be turning possibly in baseball, too. I mean, that's what is when analytics really gets technical and overly involved is when they'll start pushing to not pay guys what they're worth, and certainly not to overpay anybody. And a guy, the Josh Reddick, you could argue that they've gotten overpaid, but that was the going rate. Well, the going rate is going to be going down, and that's Scott Boras is not one to settle for this measly, I use that word quite loosely, 5-year contract, but that's the best he could get. Jim Crane wasn't going to give him a 10-year deal. I mean, Jose Altuve is a, $300 million player, $250 million player, and he got $150 million because I think that's the new world of baseball we're going to be seeing.
So what do you think the numbers will look like when it's Carlos Correa's turn?
That's going to be really challenging because he's going to be young and younger than Altuve and in a different position. And
you think it'll be challenging
player.
For the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Cubs or who?
This sounds crazy. I know we're in Houston. We're not used to hearing this. These guys love Houston. They love playing for the Astros. They love playing with the guys that are around them. And I'm not overstating it. They really are like, man, this is something special. So he'll give a hometown discount. And Altuve gave a hometown discount. I mean, trust me, Scott Boras would have much rather him, hey, just play these next 2 years and let's get paid after this. Play one more year and force their hand a little bit more. But, Altuve is like, I'm not playing that game. And I think Correa will give a hometown discount, but I think that hometown discount is going to be pretty steep. Because it should be. He's that good. Dallas Keuchel, this ain't his hometown. So I would not be surprised if this year is his last year. He pitches like he has done, and he has a, relatively injury-free year. The Astros are going to have a tough time paying him what other teams will offer.
Well, and I'm kind of okay with not overpaying a pitcher, especially since that's kind of why they got Gerrit Cole was insurance for that for next season if they don't have Keuchel, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'm all for players getting everything they can get. I'm never taking management side on these kind of situations. But the Astros are so smart and playing it so well, and they have so many the numbers. They have the depth, so they're not desperate to keep a Keuchel. Yeah, they want him. They need him. It'd be better to have him than not. but they make enough smart moves to where they don't have to go overboard in paying him. I give him my money, so I'm saying pay the man. You know, I know how much money Jim Crane and his company has and how much they can make and what's on the table for them. They didn't get the TV deal that he thought he was going to get when he bought the team, which has really affected everything. But now, when you sign a pitcher for a long-term deal, it's almost an automatic that there's going to be some years at the end of it where you're like, man, we're wasting money here, you know. And it's rare that it doesn't happen. Justin Verlander is an exception.
Well, Verlander had some years in the middle where they were like, what the hell's going on here?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That was the next part of my sentence. He's an exception, and Detroit was thinking, man, this guy's stealing money from us.
Yeah.
But the Astros aren't thinking that, and of course, they made Detroit pay some of that too. But yeah, with a pitcher, it's really difficult. With a player that's, you know, approaching 30, it's difficult. The college career, my goodness, you just take a chance and ride it out, you know. But Jim Crane is adamant about, you know, we're not doing a 10-year deal with anybody, and that I can't blame him for that. It makes sense because every 10-year deal that's been done in the history of the sport has turned out to be a bad deal on the other end of it. You know, in the history of baseball. But, you know, the Braves didn't sign Hank Aaron to a 10-year deal when he was 20, 21, 22, 23. And Barry Bonds, if the Pirates had signed into a 10-year deal when he was 22 or something, they'd have been okay with it, you know. So it's just some of it is luck of the draw and the game has changed.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, noted spring training expert. Hey, real quick, before we let you go, your quick thoughts on what the Texans did in free agency over the last week.
I love the Honey Badger. That was a move they needed to make. I'm not sure that they've gotten what they needed with the offensive line, but as I told you before, they needed to sign four or five guys and hope two of them hit, you know. And so they've kind of done that, and you still have a draft coming up. So, no, if I were a Texans fan, I wouldn't be upset with what they've done. I'd be pleased with it thus far because it's been pretty solid. It hadn't been a home run. It may prove to be one down the road, but it certainly hadn't been a failure. And I don't care what kind of team you are. I don't care if you won the Super Bowl or you went 0-16. You don't do what the Texans did last year, which is nothing. That's inexcusable, and that will always be one of those where somebody needs to be blamed and fired for that, and it's the owner, and you can't fire him. And you did fire the GM. I'm sorry. The GM is on a break, right?
Yeah, he's dealing with a sick wife. Permanent vacation, I think.
He's on the leave. And I still get people like, oh, you know, when he comes back, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, not happening. Sure. All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon and joins us every Tuesday. Jerome, appreciate the time and welcome back to town, sir.
All right, gentlemen. Catch later.
You know, to be fair about that, I used to think the same thing about people would say, wait till David Quisenberry gets on the field. I would say, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll be waiting. And then he finally did.
Yeah, so there you go.
It took them being a total complete mess and completely falling apart for him to get on the field.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll ever be on there again.
I wouldn't think.
But it was, I mean, it did happen. So.
Yeah, so
we've been wrong before.
Indeed.
All right, guys, let me tell you about BillAdvisor.com, something I know I'm not wrong about. They got a brand new deal for you, the $150 challenge, because you are overpaying for your monthly recurring bills, and you're probably sick of it. TV, internet, cell phone, auto and home insurance, electricity. You signed up for those services a while back, and you got an awesome new customer rate. And then the price went up. They don't let you know that the price is going up. The price just goes up. And what BillAdvisor.com does is they get that money back for you. They put it back in your pocket. They work with the providers. So you don't have to give up your channels, your speed, your data, your coverage. You just pay less. They call them and say, hey, treat my guy right. And they start treating you right. The savings are real, guys. The average BillAdvisor customer is saving over $830 per year. Many have saved over $1,000 per year. Lance Zierlein, our boy, saved over $2,000 per year. And right now they've got a $150 challenge. It's guaranteed money to you. If you don't save at least $150, You're going to get every penny back, plus they're going to send you a $50 Amazon gift card. You are guaranteed to win with this deal. No risk. Take the challenge. Start saving right now by texting BILLS to 313131. That's B-I-L-L-S to 313131. Or you can sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. BillAdvisor.com. Click Start Saving Now.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the World Game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we are back. Calling all Owls fans, Rice Baseball takes on national powerhouse Texas A&M tonight at 6:30. So you still got time to get out there. Don't miss the opportunity to see two premier college baseball teams face off at Reckling Park. Tickets start as low as $12 for single game ticket information. Call 713-348-OWLS or visit riceowls.com/BSBTIX. I think I have to say T-I-X because if I say ticks,
then it's T-I-C-K-S.
Somebody might think that, yeah.
That would be dumb of them.
Well, maybe.
But yeah.
It's kind of short. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, I was going to go with Keyboard Cat as the Gem of the Day, but we already talked about him, so I can't really do that. So instead, we go to Australia, where where there's security footage of a burglar.
Burgle.
Yeah. Apparently, the Melbourne Crime Investigation Unit detectives are investigating a burglary at a Melbourne bookstore. And if you get a chance to watch a video, it's hilarious. The break-in happened at a shopping center around midnight. And the video shows a man dressed in a gray hoodie and black track pants trying desperately to make his way into the complex when his leg and backpack both become wedged between a pair of glass sliding doors. He essentially captured himself with the sliding door. First off, who breaks into a bookstore?
Yeah, what are you gonna get there?
Well, I mean, you should just go buy them if you want books.
Right.
But I mean, it's not like there's going to be a ton of money in the cash register. If you really need to go steal, go to Half Price Books. You can buy these things for a dollar. But no, he got caught in between the sliding doors. And he finally did get free, but he's on video stuck in the doors there. But then he falls over the escalator before climbing onto a ledge to access stores on the lower level, picks out the bookstore, smashes through a security guard, heads for a safe, lifts it in his arms, and then leaves the shop because the safe is too heavy after he falls down trying to run out with the safe. So, yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I still have the Alabama woman who, the 35-year-old Alabama woman who banged her 18-year-old student.
Yeah.
She was a counselor. I don't know if is that worse than a teacher doing it? I mean, it's bad either way, right? But I mean, he's legal at 18, but you can't do that with a student, especially if you're a counselor, though.
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
Yeah. Theoretically, it's inappropriate.
No, it's actually inappropriate.
Yeah, well, I think it's a crime, even in Alabama. It shouldn't be.
You know what's not a crime?
What?
Going out to see my boys over at Republic Harley-Davidson.
Nice.
Yeah. I went out there about a month ago. I need to go there again, drop my bike off to get serviced because it's getting to be that time.
That is a cool place, by
the
way.
I'm in the sweet spot where I'll ride. Like, it's not too hot. It's not too cold. This is the time for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the place is great. And anytime my bike needs a tune-up, an oil change, whatever – only dealership I trust to take care of it, Republic Harley-Davidson. And it's by no means is it the closest Harley dealership to my house. it's not. But they've got seven master technicians on staff, and that's what I want. I want the guys working on my bike who are the best in the business, and that's way more than any other Harley dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. They've got a fantastic inventory, and right now when you buy a new Harley at Republic, maintenance for life. Awesome deal. And I got to tell you, the staff is really professional. What they're doing, though, is these bike nights. The last one was Thursday, March 15th. The third Thursday of every month through October. So you just missed the first one. But from now on, get out there on the third Thursday of every month. They've got live music, food, door prizes, and they're giving away a Harley. You can only register to win at the bike nights. So the more bike nights you go to, more chances you've got to win. And in October, they're going to draw a name, and somebody's going to win a brand new Harley. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or check them out online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
ESPN 97.5.